if you're out there and you're a child of God and you're living in California, or if you're a child of God living on the coast of Texas, and if God says, I'm going to raise the tsunami up, and I'm going to bring a 100-foot wave in there, it's going to come 10 miles, 50 miles inland, and I'm going to wipe out everything within 50 miles of the coast. If you're a child of God walking obedient to the Word, before it happens, He's going to tell you, leave. Amen. He's going to tell you, leave. Amen. When He tells you to leave, if you hear God tell you to leave, I'm going to tell you what, you better not sit there and argue with Him. Amen. You better get out. Because if you don't, He'll wipe you out too. He will warn you, I guarantee. So we as a church, living in obedience to His Word, does not have to fear serving the King. Amen. He will take care of you, just like He healed your back. Amen. I mean, Jack has been, as you can see, he's not a teenager. He's been around, well, he's an older teenager, I guess I'll have to say. Okay, he's an older teenager, really older teenager, kind of like me. He's not quite as old as me, but he's an older teenager. But it's amazing how that he went all those years not knowing that Jesus was a healer. You know? And then he got to the right point, and God was so merciful and wanted, He didn't want him to have a back problem because he's His son, and he is doing a lot of good things for the kingdom of God, but he was still doing some few things he wasn't supposed to be doing. And he knows that. And I don't know what they were. I don't even want to know. But I just know he told me, I knew I had a few things, sins in my life. And when you told me I had to straighten them up, he said, immediately I knew of some things I was doing, I had to stop. And so he said, I stopped it. And of course, once he repented and God forgave him, and then God healed him. See, 1 John 1:9 is so clear, you know, that if we confess our sins, He is righteous and just to forgive our sins and to restore us to fellowship. But you know, the thing that we'd miss, He says, go and sin no more. Say, don't come back in here tomorrow. Because if you come to me and I tell you these things, and then I pray for you and God heals you, and I tell you that, you know, your sin is what opened this door. Now, don't go do it again. You know, if you were thieving out there, you were lying out there, you know, you were cheating somebody, you were sleeping around with somebody you ain't supposed to be, that you wasn't married to, all those things are sin. If you were coveting something that belonged to somebody else, and I tell you, that's what caused your problem. If you had an unforgiveness towards someone, and you forgave them, you get healed, then don't do it again. Because let me show you what God does, and I'm going to take you to Hebrews 10:26 and on, and I'm going to show you what happens to Christians. And I may, like I say, these two PhDs and this one guy on television, Christian television, said this Hebrews 10:26 and on is talking about a lost person. Now, I want you to look at this. I'm going to read this through one time in its entirety, and I want you to tell me who you think he's talking about. Now, when we go to Hebrews 10:26, listen. For if we, now he's talking to the church, if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. And of course, everybody said, well, the adversary, those are lost people. No, you haven't heard Dave's teaching on me wicked. You don't understand. When you sin, God classifies you as wicked and His adversary. Now, somebody, it's like, what, me? I'm God's adversary? Yeah, when you sin. That's what Dave, that was a slap in the face for Dave when Dave learned that when he sinned against God, God considered him wicked. And so he made a great teaching, and he titled it, Me? Wicked? No, I couldn't be wicked. But God says we're wicked when we sin, don't we? We know that, don't we? But now let's go on here, verse 28 and 29. He that despised, he gives you an example. He said, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Died. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under foot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite under the Spirit of grace. Now, this guy he's talking about right there, is that a lost man? Do you see that as a lost person? Or who has counted the blood of the covenant? That's a saved person. Wherewith he was sanctified. How can you be sanctified without the blood? You can't be sanctified without being a child of God. He has considered all that an unholy thing. And he has done despite under the Spirit of grace. When the Spirit of grace told you not to sin, you went ahead and done it anyway. Let's see what the next verse says. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge the lost people. What does he say? His people. Is that what he said? Now then, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Keith, you're a great big old boy, but I wouldn't be near as fearful if you really got wrathful and was going to tear me all to pieces. I wouldn't be near as fearful of having to stand against you as I would God. You know that?
Amen.
You know, God, he can do some harm to us, can't he?
Yes, sir.
Now, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But now, do we have to, as children of grace, fall into the hands of a living God for judgment?
No.
What do we got to do? Walk holy before him, right? You know, walk holy before him. That's just like the other day. Cheryl and I, give you some examples. Cheryl and I was up in the Midwest somewhere, and we were teaching the Word of God for a few days. And one of the evenings at prayer, there was a precious little daughter of the king, had three or four little children. She came to me for prayer. I said, honey, what's wrong with you? She said, I have been diagnosed with uterus cancer. Here she is, a young woman, you know, probably 30, 35, maybe. 30-year-old woman with uterus cancer. Just a coincidence that a 30-year-old woman with three children's got uterus cancer. No, ain't no coincidence about it at all. Not after what I've studied from God's Word. I said, young lady, are you married? Yes. I said, where's your husband? She said, he's in prison. I said, well, let me ask you this question. Are you having sex with some man you're not married to while your husband's in prison? Well, yes. I said, do you not know that sin? Do you not know God hates that? Well, I guess I did know it was sin. I said, then why do you do it? You know why we do it? Because the flesh is weak. And the spirit's not being fed the Word of God. So what did that happen? What did that cause to her? Uterus cancer. I said, okay. I said, God will forgive you. I said, you want to get well or you want to die with uterus cancer? Well, she said, I want to get well. I said, there's only one thing you can do. I mean, she's got three babies. You know what people would say? Here's a young woman, 30 years old, in a year or two dies with uterus cancer and leaves a husband in prison and three babies for somebody else to take care of. And everybody says, what a shame. Hey, it's a judgment from God. She didn't have to do that. All she had to do was do what she did. She repented, made God a promise. Lord, I won't never do it again. I promise I won't never, ever, ever have sex with another man besides my husband. Now, that's safe ground. You know that?
Amen.
That's safe ground. That's the only kind of sex God blessed is when a man and woman is married. That's the only way. He doesn't bless it no other way. He curses it any other way. But I told her, I said, if you'll repent, I'll pray for you, and I guarantee God will heal you. He'll forgive you, and he'll heal you. And so we did, and I have not heard anything from her. So, but I am sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God healed her. Because how many times have Cheryl and I seen that just in the 4 years we've been married? I mean, we've seen this over and over and over. People that are sick, young girls. We find young girls, 16, 18, 20 years old, come to us with a bad pap smear. My first sin, you having sex with some boy? You letting some boy mess with you? Well, yeah. I said, well, you got to stop it. That's what's brought this on you. That's why you got a bad pap smear. Now, how many young girls want to die with cancer at 20 or 30? None of them. Or when a young boy comes to me and he's 25 years old and he's crying on my shoulder, I got a venereal disease. I said, you've been messing around with girls, haven't you? But Mr. Scribner, I said, hey, God told you not to do that. He'll put a judgment upon you. Isn't that amazing? You know, I could stop AIDS in one generation. All people have to do is stop doing that stupid stuff. You know it? I mean, I don't have to spend billions of dollars for research. Stop sinning and pray the prayer of faith. God will forgive them. We get them all healed. But then they got to stop sinning, right? And if they don't stop sinning, what happens to them people? We just read there in Hebrews 10, 26 and on. What happens when they go back and sin again willfully after they know it's sin? What happens to them? A judgment of God comes upon them. Have you ever seen anybody die with AIDS? You've seen somebody in the last stages of AIDS? It ain't pretty, is it, young lady? It's one of the most devastating deaths people can die, isn't it? If you don't repent, there's no hope, is there? Without repentance, there is no forgiveness. I mean, everywhere in the Scripture, you'll see that God demands, I don't care what we've done. He is the most merciful God there is. I've seen Him heal almost everything known to man. But in every case, it's been after repentance. After repentance. After we repent and make Him a promise, God will not do it again. So I'm going to tell you, that's why the judgment of God is coming upon this country. Because of sin. But we as the body of Christ have nothing to fear if we'll walk in obedience to His Word. Not only can we don't have to worry about this Hebrews 10. We don't have to worry about that at all. But I like that Romans 5:17 where I can reign with the King. Don't you? Now, see, that's the part that we like. Don't we like when a tornado starts coming across and judgment's coming? And I stood right out there in the door of my shop years ago when my nephew was up here painting a truck for me. And we had a television out there. And he was watching television, the news, while he was working on a truck, him and his friend. And all of a sudden they said, there is a tornado on the ground just northeast of Justin, Texas. It's going northeast. Chuck heard that. He said, Thurman, aren't we northeast of Justin? I said, yes, we are. He throwed his paint gun down, run outside because it was cloudy, black clouds. And he looked and he said, Thurman, there it is. Where are we going to run? I mean, that's the way average Christians react, right? I said, Chuck, we ain't going nowhere. I just put my finger, I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to dissipate now in Jesus' name.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.